says. We'll read the first excerpt from Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 13. By the very thought to create the souls, his thought completed everything. For he does not need an act, as do we. Instantaneously, all the souls and worlds that were destined to be created emerged, filled with all the delight and pleasure and the gentleness he had planned for them, in the final perfection that the souls were intended to receive at the end of correction. After the will to receive in the souls has been fully corrected and was turned into pure bestowal, in complete equivalence with a form with the emanator. And that way it would be good for us to work with him. Item number 2, Baal Sulam Pri Chacham Sichot, the secret of his name. All the thoughts that enter a person's mind are the act of the Creator. That is to say, it is not what a person feels, that he draws them from some place, or that they originated from him. This is false, the biggest lie. Rather, each thought, the smallest of the small, the Creator sent it to the mind of man, and that is the motivating force of man and of beast and of every living thing.
Less than this demand.
Read item 3, Baal Sulam, letter number 1. Everyone believes in private providence, but do not adhere to it at all. The reason is that an alien and foul thought cannot be ascribed to the Creator, who is the epitome of good that does good. However, only to the true workers of God does the knowledge of private providence open, that He caused all the reasons that preceded it, both good and bad. Then they are cohesive with private providence. For all who are connected to the pure are pure. Since the guardian is united with its guarded, there is no apparent division between bad and good, and they are all loved and all clear, for they are all carriers of God's vessels, ready to glorify the revelation of His uniqueness. It is known by instinct, and to that extent they have knowledge from the end, that all the actions and the thoughts, both good and bad, are the carriers of God's vessels. He has prepared them from His mouth. They've come, and at the end of correction it will be known to all. What's happening to me?
Exit number 4 from Baal HaSulam Shamari 4. What is the reason for the heaviness one feels when annulling before the Creator in the work? The essence of one's work is only to come to the sensation of the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory. And this should be one's entire work, meaning that all of the energy that he puts into the work will be in order to achieve that and not for any other thing. And one should not be misled into having to acquire anything. Rather, there is only one thing that a person needs, namely faith in the Creator. And one should not think of anything else, meaning that the only reward that one wants for his work should be to be rewarded with faith in the Creator.
All right, 5.
Quote number 5 from Rabash, 1, Lishma and Lo Lishma. We have only one counsel, which is to try to attain the greatness of the Creator. That is, all of our engagement in Torah mitzvot, we want a reward by that to be to feel the greatness of the Creator. And all of the prayers that we pray should be to raise divinity from the dust, since the Creator is hidden from us due to the tzimtzum, restriction that took place, and we cannot appreciate His importance and greatness. Therefore, we pray to the Creator to remove His concealment from us and to raise the merit of Torah.
It from a point into a real desire.
Quote number 6 from Zohar La'am, the Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Night of the Bride. It is a law that the created being cannot receive disclosed evil from the Creator, for it is a flaw in the glory of the Creator, for the creature to perceive him as an evildoer. For this is unbecoming of the complete operator. Hence, when one feels bad, to that same extent, denial of the Creator's guidance lies upon him, and the superior operator is concealed from him to that extent. This is the greatest punishment in the world. Thus, the sensation of good and evil in relation to his guidance brings with it the sensation of reward and punishment. For one who exerts not to part from faith in the Creator, even when he tastes a bad taste in providence, is rewarded. And if he does not exert, he will have punishment because he's separated from faith in the Creator.